Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you? How are you? How are you holding up? I am fine. My week has been quite engaging, a little bit overwhelming, but I'm fine and healthy and alive. That is something to be grateful and thankful for, right? And how have you been? How was your week? For those who had gone for interview and were waiting for feedback and things didn't come the way you expected, hang in there, don't lose hope, don't be angry with life and yourself and everybody else. It's hard, it's tough, I cannot even imagine, but just hang in there, you'll be fine, all right? Don't lose hope. For those of you who have lost a loved one and those of you who have a loved one in the hospital, I'm sending you some love and light, and I pray that they will get better, and I pray that God will comfort you, and I pray that you will get some peace and grace throughout this season, and I pray that you will get the right person to walk with you through this journey and be with you through this season, that they will support you emotionally and even physically, and I pray that even financial assistance that you need, you'll be able to get it. And for those of you who feel stuck and they don't know what to do next, you feel like you don't know where you are, hang in there, don't lose hope, just sit down and take a moment and just breathe. Sometimes it's very important to just take that just a moment and just breathe and take your time, all right? I always say one day at a time. And remember, I always say as well, that the fact that you're still alive means a lot. It means that you're still here. You're needed here. There's so much that you need to do. So just maybe try and shift your focus a bit, and maybe you'll be able to see something else, or you'll be able to see life in a different view or a different angle. But at the end of the day, I know it's not easy, because we are all going through different things and different phases. But just hang in there. Don't lose hope. If you are to lose everything else, do not lose hope. All right. So, if it is your first time, Kawaida, your girl is back with another episode of a better version of ourselves. My name is Ndai Bolo, and we talk about everything and anything that will help us grow, will help us become better versions of ourselves, will help us be more aware of our inner self and even our surrounding. And when I say that, I mean holistically, that is physical, spiritual, mentally, socially, financially, all right? So you are in the right place. Don't go anywhere. Do not dare. You're in the right place, and we are here to make sure that this journey, we walk it with grace, we walk it with confidence, we walk it with wisdom, and we walk it when we are full aware of who we are, all right? So, yes, you are in the right place. So, thank you for your feedbacks, by the way, and for the love and support. I don't take it for granted. I told you about, we were talking about self-awareness last week. And today, this is partly related with self-awareness. I'm not going to give you the detailed information I was talking about. I will do that next week. Why? Because what I want to talk about today is also part of self-awareness. Do you know anything about affirmations? Do you do affirmations? Do you have your own affirmations? Have you ever tried affirmations? Yeah. Affirmations help you love yourself, help you be more aware of yourself, help you understand who you are. They help you reveal the inner part of you, the strength that you have, the grace that you have, the characters that you have. Are you patient? Are you understanding? Are you someone who can be able to be consistent with something? Or are you the kind of, you start something and you leave it there? you come back to it when you think or you have the mood or you're in the mood of it. Yes, like you have the energy to do it, that's when you come back for it. Or are you the kind of a person who starts something and whether the energy or the mood is not there, you make sure that you finish it to the end? We are all different and we have all this, but those are some of the things that help us be able to reach our goals or be able to do what we need to do. Okay, affirmation help you. It's like part of a motivation for you. Yeah, affirmations are like a motivation for you. You motivate yourself. You love yourself, you motivate yourself. You have to appreciate yourself before someone else. I might motivate you, yes, but how are you going to motivate yourself? My part will just be teeny weeny weeny little wee, you know, like the percentage is very little. And someone said two different people in two different worlds and two different reasons why they said that. Someone said they don't, affirmations for them don't work. Why would they get, not affirmations, motivation don't work for them. Why? I mean, they don't see the need of motivation every time. And someone else said that motivation is like someone who takes a bath. Like, why do you have to take your bath every day? You know, so you have to be motivated every day. Like it's something that you need. It's like a daily dose that you need, because we wake up with, like I said, moods and energies and vibrations that we don't like. So we have to find a reason to do something every day. So yeah, motivation works. You don't have to listen to someone else talking to you, telling you something, but you can do. You can motivate yourself, and that is where the self-affirmation comes in, because that is how you get to motivate yourself. That is how you get to tell yourself the beautiful, nice, amazing things that you need to. If you've never said anything to yourself, I want to challenge you to get in the act and do it. Have you ever told yourself you're beautiful or you're handsome? Have you ever told yourself that you try, that you're doing your best? Have you ever told yourself that you're giving it the best that you can? Or do you always say that you're stupid or you're a fool or you get angry with yourself just because something didn't work out or something didn't go the way you wanted it? Or just because someone else says something about you and you tend to agree with it? So you beat up yourself so much. What is it? Where do you lie? Or are you the kind of a person who never tells yourself anything? You don't criticize yourself, you don't love yourself, you don't appreciate yourself, you don't encourage yourself, you're just there. Well, today I'm here to, I want to challenge you a little bit. The way you would tell other people they look beautiful, that they are nice, that they are smart, you need to tell yourself that, because that's where awareness begins. That is where self-love begins. That is where confidence begins. What you tell yourself in the closet, what you tell yourself in the public, how you look at yourself, how you view yourself, that is where it all begins. Okay, so take a minute to anchor the energy of these affirmations, all right? Without stepping into the minute of how to create affirmations that work for you, here is an invitation. With time, you need to create something that works for you. This is just an invitation, you know, like a compass of how to go about it, all right? I challenge you to decrease the chatter in your mind for a second and to tap in the energy of pure intent as you are speaking these words, okay? And when you're doing it, listen. Do it with no specific expectations and do it fully. And I'm going to repeat that. Do it with no specific expectations. When you are telling someone they're beautiful, when you're telling someone they're looking nice, and I mean, you're saying because that is what you've seen that, whether they say thank you or not. I mean, you've just liked it. So you're going to tell them. So this is what you're telling yourself without much expectations, okay? Let your heart ripple the vibration of these words into every cell in your body. What do you have to lose anyway? Put your hands on your heart. slow down your breathing, close your eyes, and repeat out loud. Allow me to repeat. Put your hands on your heart, slow down your breathing, close your eyes, and repeat out loud. It is safe for me to be seen in my truth. It is safe for me to use my voice. Today, I choose to take imperfect action to assert my boundaries, even if my voice is shaky. And when I do it, I will remember that even if I get rejected for it, it has nothing to do with me. Because I am worthy, I deserve better. I deserve love and respect. I am not my mistakes. I am amazing. And I am enough. How was that for you? So this can help you start something for yourself. You need to love and appreciate yourself, okay? That's it for today, guys. Don't forget to share as you listen some more. And I pray that your week will be better this time around. Okay. And still, even if it isn't, don't lose hope. Don't give up. You're going to be fine. Okay. Thank you so much for always coming back to listen, to give feedback, to share the content. I really, really appreciate it. So, have yourself a good day as well. Till next time, same time, same place. Ciao.